And you know I don't watch that shit.
Why not? Too scared?
No. No, it's just, what's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
What are you waiting for, huh?
Because nobody admits anything they've done!
Hello, boils, ghouls, non-binary creatures of the darkness. We are back with another episode of the Scream Queens. My name is Cece.
And I'm Jess. I'm back. It's me.
Oh my God, we're here together again.
Oh my God, together again. Whatever that song is.
Oh, it feels like forever for some reason.
Have I been on a show in 2021?
I don't know.
I don't think I've been on a show this year. How dramatic. Welcome. I haven't. Oh my God. You're hearing my voice in the new year, guys.
Woo.
No, we missed last week, but that was, whew, yeah. That was just because personal. I haven't really said it on the show, but I am moving out of Orlando temporarily for a few months to go help Eugene move to Orlando. So I'm moving to Jersey temporarily, and then he and I are moving to Orlando. We'll back to Orlando together. So, I'm sorry.
I'm excited. Well, we all already know at this point.
I know. But yeah, so my life is crazy, and Cece's got so much going on.
Yep.
It's probably too much,
but it's okay.
Yeah, we're surviving. We're I don't know if we're thriving yet, but we will be.
We're on the path of that, so we're good.
We are. You have to walk uphill before you get to the thriving.
Exactly. And then the world is kind of doing better, at least so far, so... Well, a little bit better. We're growing. We're, you know.
Yeah. We missed a doozy of a couple weeks back there, Cece.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Ooh. All right.
On to...
Scream Queens.
Yeah. So basically, we're just saying that we're here and we're ready to rock because we have missed our time together, at least, for the last couple weeks. So we're here. We're ready to get back into our groove. All right.
Hell yeah.
So, Jess, actually, let me ask you a question.
Ooh.
Do you have some news for us?
I mean, for the first time, guys, in what feels like months, I have some news.
Ooh, I'm excited, actually, because I don't know what you're going to say.
Oh, it's a surprise. So I have Universal News and an HHN News question mark.
Okay.
I'll do Mardi Gras first, so that's my first one. Universal has announced the 2021 Mardi Gras International Flavors of Carnival. Ooh.
I am excited. And
I am so sad I'm going to miss it.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to be here for any of that. Dang.
No, but it's okay. Maybe you can go and I'll just like look at everyone on Twitter and cry. Just like when the houses opened that first weekend.
Yeah. I'm going to try. Okay, so not to give everybody's business away, but Kat got my husband, Teddy, and I tickets back in September, I think it was, for the rest of the year or whatever, for Florida residents. And then we just got an offer in our emails from Universal saying we can extend those for a whole year for like as low as $52 for the seasonal pass. So we are probably going to be doing that. I don't know when, but that is coming. Ooh. So we should be able to attend at least a couple days of this if things are a little bit more safe and all of that, so hopefully I can go
and then stay and scream.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's like the main reason I'm getting it. Like, even if I don't go for the next couple months, I'm holding on to that because of that. So
yeah. So Mardi Gras, the International Flavors of Carnival, we have dates February 6th through March 28th. It's the day after my birthday. I wish I could go.
Oh man.
It's okay. I'll survive, you know, whatever. It's better things are coming from me leaving for a little bit.
Right, so, right. Of course.
Looking at it that way, I'll go to Mardi Gras next year.
Yeah.
Maybe this will be a success and we'll have a round two in 2022. So we have some announcements. It says, take your taste on a culinary journey. So all around Universal Studios, you will find food for Mardi Gras, Carnival, all of that. So you have, it looks like kind of going to be like a mini food and wine festival, I want to say. And you're going to have, they have four booths that I saw on Twitter. I took a screenshot of. We have Puerto Rico, New Orleans, Trinidad and Tobago, and Germany. So that's kind of interesting. And I mean, yeah, some of the food we have, like picadillo empanadas in Puerto Rico, New Orleans, there's a crawfish boil, a beignet, Cajun sausage tater. Oh my God, is that going to be the twisted tater dog?
Probably.
But with a Cajun sausage. Oh my, Cece, oh my please God, go, yes. Please go find out for me. Because I loved that stupid twisted tater hot dog.
Freaking beignets. So anytime I get a hold of those, I haven't had the ones at Universal yet. So
I think I had them because I went to Mardi Gras last year right before the closures for COVID started. Mm-hmm. I want to say I got them.
Okay.
But I don't remember. Ooh. Okay,
I also want to try king cake. Did they say if they're having that? Do you know?
I don't see it, but I know that they had it last year.
Okay.
Well, either way. That's promising. But yeah. It looks so good, guys. And then they're going to have, you know, alcohol. As always, it's Universal. Mm-hmm. Can't not have alcohol. But that's it for my first bit of news. That is actual news. The next one, it's HHN, but it's not HHN Orlando. It is HHN Hollywood. So. Okay. We get every couple months we get these. I don't know if they're, you know, people out there with drones, but I think it's drone footage, and it's people saying, "Hey, look at the houses over in the back lot in Hollywood. Look, it looks like this. Look, it looks like this." Someone on Twitter, it was at HHN Manix, excuse me, at HHN Manix. He said, is anyone going to point out that there's a Silver Shamrock logo on the facade of the Waterworld maze and that the facade looks like the Silver Shamrock factory from Halloween 3?
What?
Mm-hmm. And if you look, he has three pictures and one of them, it's literally circled. And it is the facade of the factory and you can see a Silver Shamrock logo.
Oh my God.
So it looks like HHN 2021 in Hollywood, if it happens, is going to have Halloween 3. Or they were planning on having it last year and it's still up.
Okay, yeah, it could be either one, yeah. Still exciting to me personally, because I know this is a very like controversial movie when it comes to people who do and don't like it. To me, that's exciting. I think it would be, even if you don't like the movie, I think this could definitely make do well with a house. Like, I just...
Oh, absolutely.
Especially the mask and everything.
My thing is, are people going to be disappointed if they don't know the IP? Like, if they don't know Halloween 3, that they're going into a Halloween house and they're not going to see Michael Myers.
Right. So it just depends on their marketing schemes, to be honest.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like Halloween 3 outside of the Halloween franchise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I said it on our ranking episode. I think it's a great movie on its own. In the, you know, the franchise, I'm kind of like, okay.
And I get it. And it's like, because it came out so long ago, like I know now personally that it wasn't supposed to be intended as, it was supposed to be intended as an anthology. And that's kind of why it's in there randomly. So it is awkward. They could have named it just Season of the Witch and it would have been okay. But yeah, I mean, I think that's exciting to me personally. I wonder if that's going to carry over here, because remember, actually we haven't talked about that yet. We'll talk about that later this year, but some of my thoughts on what we might get this year might tie into that.
Oh, I was actually going to say, if you, I was on an episode of In the Queen's Throne Room a couple weeks ago with Timmy and Kay. Mm-hmm. And I said that Halloween is probably a viable replacement for Billie Eilish because every 2 years we get Halloween. So this kind of is looking like, I don't know, because Hollywood has it. It would be easy to just be like, hey, we already got this IP. Hey, can we make another house in Orlando?
Right.
And they'll easily go, yeah. So I would not be surprised if we get an announcement for Halloween 3 replacing the Shrek house.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's anything within the Halloween franchise. That's one of my actual top, like, speculation. Yeah, that's one of my speculations, is the Hollywood franchise. So
yeah, definitely. I think that, and I said it on Timmy's episode as well, it's that or maybe the new movie. I don't know.
I think maybe 2018 personally, but we'll see how it goes, because they do have the Blumhouse rights as well somewhere in there.
Very true. Ooh, so, okay, yeah, well, exciting things. I had HHN news in January, guys. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Don't expect it for weeks. It
keeps coming more, though, hopefully.
I'm really hoping. Everyone has been asking me, and I'm like, well, the first announcement is normally around my birthday, and my birthday is the end of March. So don't hold your breath right now.
Yeah.
Wait a couple months, everybody. If we get one, let's party. If we don't. Oh, well. Do you have any news, Cece?
It's kind of news. We already know about it. But basically, yesterday, so we're recording this on Friday, excuse me, the 15th. Yesterday was the 14th, and there was a teaser on the new on the Scream Twitter that they're like basically getting us excited. We are 1 year away from the new Scream film, so it's just some excitement to bring to you guys to just keep in mind that, you know, we only have a year left to wait.
364 days away.
Well, now we are, yeah. And then by the time you listen to this, we'll even be less. So
just I feel like Nightmare Before Christmas 364.
Just get excited, y'all. Scream is coming. I can't wait.
Oh my god. I saw it on my Twitter feed and I got so excited, and I was gonna like tag you in it, but I was like, Sherry probably saw this shit. Never mind. She probably has like notifications on for whenever Scream posts. Like, I'm just gonna show her old one. Cecilia.
I have it for like Universal and HHN, but that's about it.
I only have it for HHN. I'm like, I have one thing. Oh my god.
That's about it for me for news.
Wait, well, but we have news.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, wait, whoa.
The Scream Queens have news. Oh my god.
We do. So,
oh my god.
Who do you wants to say
it's it? Not the new logo. You guys already knew about that one.
Yeah. Thank you again, Brian. Oh my god, we love it so much.
I'm obsessed with it.
So well.
It's my phone background now. I love it.
I love that. Oh
yeah.
I gotta get another picture of it printed out at some point.
Yes, I was packing and I found the one that you got me of our original logo, and I was like, oh, we need new ones.
Yep. We need like a whole section of like random shit.
I'd love to get like a big framed one to put like behind us if we ever like stream or anything like that.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Okay, sorry. Actually, our news
ties into our news, actually. Why don't we just go into it?
Okay.
So, because you reminded me, you're like, oh, I wish I could have a big banner or something behind me. Well, you may be able to shortly. So essentially, we're working right now with TeePublic just because it's one of the easiest websites. If you guys have something that's a little bit more better in the future, you know, once we're a little bit more established, let us know. But right now, we're going to start with something easy just to kind of get the word out. But I'm working with TeePublic right now to make the Scream Queens merchandise.
Merch shop.
Right.
You guys out. Kyle, we heard you.
Kyle, Wade, we know you're listening.
Wade is listening right now. In the room with me? No.
Oh my gosh.
We heard you guys. And with the new logo, guys, it looks so fucking good on shirts.
It really does. Like,
oh my god. And with TeePublic, you guys get to pick the colors you want. So you're not set on one color. We are going to show it in purple. We agreed kind of looked the best, but you guys can order. How many colors were there? Like, over 10?
Quite a few. It depends on the item. So I am going through. I'm going to be picking a base color for each item as like the default, just so you guys can view it. But you definitely want to play around with it, because some of the parts of the logo are lighter. So lighter items, lighter shirt colors don't really work too well because of the white part in our logo. But definitely purples, pinks, reds, even maybe some grays possibly. It'll just be kind of hard to see some of the black in the logo. But just definitely play around with it. See what you like. But yeah, there's so many things you can get on there. So not just t-shirts. There's hoodies. There's sweatshirts. There's notebooks, tote bags, buttons, banners. Just so much. Yeah. I'm so
banners.
Yeah, basically like wall, like I guess like a wall, almost like probably like a flag type style. Yeah. Is I'm thinking.
Love that.
Yeah,
like a tapestry, like a flag. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Oh my god, guys! I'm so excited. So what we're hoping and what should be happening is that as you guys are hearing this, the merch shop has lived.
Yes.
So check it out. The link will be in the description box. I will make sure to put that So this episode goes live with the link. We'll also have it on Twitter. We'll also have it on Instagram, and we will have it on Facebook. And we each will probably individually tweet it as well. You're not required to buy anything from us. We're not doing this to make money, but people have asked if they could, you know, purchase shirts with our logo on it, especially the new one. People seem to love this new logo. So do we. So if you guys want to support us, want to wear our logo proudly, promote the Scream Queens, definitely check it out. We would appreciate it. If not, that's okay. We still love you.
Oh, yeah. We totally understand it. Even if it's just something you can't handle right now, because I know a lot of people are having hardships. That's totally okay. Mm-hmm. Even if you just share the link and maybe like a friend of yours purchases, like, or just whatever, any support is great. But yeah, we're really excited for this. And maybe we will have some videos or something in the future wearing the merch or something.
Ooh. I love that. Know.
Something cool.
We could do the bust it down challenge in our t-shirts now.
Oh my god, yes.
A Scream Queens TikTok, kill me. I'm so old for
that. I'm old too, but I'm trying to feel young again. I just got back into TikTok.
I am such a grandma. I literally am like, ah, you kids with your TikTok videos, I'll just watch and like. Like, just send me, I'll support you.
That's fair.
It's okay. But yeah, oh my god, I'm so excited to get our shirts. I'm getting purple. I have to.
I'm getting pink, you know I am.
Oh, yeah. All right, so shall we get to the main segment?
Yes, I can't believe we're already here.
I know, wow, look at us, we're not rambling that much. It's on
still been like a solid episode too. Like, I mean, we haven't just been like, yeah, you're right, so we're good.
New year, new Scream Queens, new logo. No. New year, same Scream Queens.
Exactly.
So we are back with an HHN segment. I'm very excited. We're not doing history this week. I needed a little bit of a break. We have a massive history segment coming, guys. The research I'm doing, it is exhausting, but it is so worth it. And you guys are going to die when you hear what the next history segment's about, probably in 2 weeks now. Maybe. Yes. We'll see if I'm done by then.
Should we say it's a start of a series in a way, would you say?
Or yeah, okay. It is. I would say it's the start of a history series we're going to be continuing. Mm-hmm. And I think if HHN 30 happens in the way we think it's going to play out this year, I think it's going to be really beneficial to people who maybe haven't been going that long, like me. Mm-hmm. So we'll all learn together. But this week, we wanted to have fun. And back when we first started the Scream Queens, we did like some ranking HHN segments. So we wanted to kind of go back to that. And this week, because I've only gone 3.5 years, I'm going to count 2020 as like a half year. We wanted to do our top 5 Halloween Horror Nights houses that we did not get to go through, whether we missed it at that event year or we didn't attend that event year.
You know what I just realized as we're talking? Excuse me. There is one large IP I did not think to put on this list because it came out of this half year.
Oh my god, Cecilia.
I know, but I wasn't thinking that because I'm going to see it this year somehow, some way. So that's why I was like, okay. But I forgot until you said that.
I also realized I did not include Hollywood, and I should have because there were a lot of Hollywood houses.
I didn't think about it either.
Maybe that will be a future video. Like, yeah, Hollywood
house. Hollywood separate or something one day.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But yeah, top 5 that we missed. So Cece had, I mean, she said it. She's gone to some years and not gone through all the houses, but she had a smaller list to look at. I literally got to look at years 1 through 26, every house ever. But it was hard. It was very hard.
Yeah, this is the thing, like I told you, I didn't dive too deep because I didn't want to get too lost and not just make a list. So I kind of just did what popped in my head here and just stuff that I had like a bit of knowledge about but never got to physically see it, and stuff that just made me excited overall. So that's kind of how my list is.
I love that. Hey, we're gonna have fun, we're gonna talk about it, we're gonna, I have reasons why, because I am so crazy when I do research. I'm like, I have bullet points. I'm like, I'm going to write a thesis on this. No, it's just, it's you and me talking about it. Do you want to start? Or wait, okay, how do we want to do this? Because we have 5. Are yours in order?
They are. However, I have 2 honorable mentions. I didn't know how many you had. Are we going to start with the honorable mentions first?
I have two, and I was going to say, do you want to start with them or do them like how Watch Mojo does before the number one?
Oh my God, we could. Oh, yeah, well, fine. Let's do it that way.
Oh, okay, we're doing it the YouTube style. All right, I am going to let you go first.
Okay, so with my number five? Yeah. Okay. So my number five, okay, honestly, actually, mine aren't really not super in order. I tried to make them as in order as possible, but I just couldn't really put any above the other. It was just kind of hard. So they're in like a random order, but either way, they're my top five right now. So number five, I have All Night Dyin'. You guys, if you know me, I'm a huge movie person. Many of the years I've gone to the event, I don't believe were years that the director was a focal point as much. And I feel like, yeah, he's a shitty person because he makes snuff films, but like the director side of me and like the film side of me really wants to see a lot of the stuff that he's in. So this house really stuck out to me. What's really cool about this house, also, if you know me, I love slasher movies. So essentially this whole entire house was like different sets of what I call the like four main baddies in the slasher universe. So for example, they had Michael Myers, they had Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, and Leatherface. So it was all very unofficial because it was before like they had rights to IPs. Illegal. Yeah.
It was so illegal, but I love it. I love the history behind this house. I love that you picked it. I'm not surprised that you picked it.
Yeah, exactly. Like the whole facade apparently is like basically you're going into a movie theater, which, oh my God, I would love that. Because I love the movie theaters, I love old posters, you know, and like I said, outside of that, you essentially have four scenes, and it's literally, you know, Haddonfield, Crystal Lake, Elm Street, and Texas. So I love it. I think it sounds awesome. I would have loved to have been there for that.
It was on my, like, so what I did was I went through, Because I've had discussions with like Hunter about this before, like top five houses we've missed. That's where I got the idea for this. Mm-hmm. And like I had an idea because I've like talked about it before, but I was just literally just throwing houses out, and All Night Dyin' was on there. And I was like, I'm not going to pick this. Cece's going to pick it. So I'll get to talk about it.
How did you know?
Because I know you. So I have a question for you. The director. Who is your favorite icon? Who do you like more, the icon or the usher or the director?
I don't know, because I feel like I need to research both of them a bit more.
Our thing that's coming up.
I guess I'd probably right now say both, just because they're both associated with movie theaters and stuff, and movies overall. So it's just very me. But yeah, we'll find out in the future, like, because I still don't even really know, like, because I haven't given a lot of icons a chance. Chance. Jack and Chance are mine, and that's very cliche, but I want to learn more about the others so that I can
I personally won't tell you why, but I think you're gonna like the usher more than the director, and not even because of the snuff films. Just I know like the usher's backstory, and I see you in him. But you'll find out why. But I love that you picked it. All Night Dyin'. I have seen, there's a video that someone showed me of like a lights on walkthrough of that house, and it was so illegal.
Oh my God.
It's not on YouTube. I don't know who showed it to me.
Somebody send me a video, please.
I know. If it was you that I spoke to, please reach out if you would like to show Cece. Because it was really cool. Mm-hmm. And it was lights on, and it was all of, I don't think we saw the Texas Chainsaw part, or I saw that part.
It's at the very end, apparently. It's kind of very short.
I remember seeing the Freddy part, the Jason part, and the Michael part.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I love that. Oh, and there was a sequel to that house too.
Yes, that one didn't seem as exciting to me because of that, like IPs that were in it weren't as exciting. So that was the main reason I picked this one over that one.
I get that. We love our slashers here on the Scream Queens. You know that.
Yes.
Everyone listening knows that. Okay, my number five. Which it used to be higher on my list, I'm not gonna lie, but I know a lot of people love this house. My number five is Gothic from 2012.
Okay.
It used to be my number two, But then I started to realize my one and my number one and Gothic were kind of similar in ways. So I was like, but Gothic for me, for one, it won House of the Year in 2012. So obviously it was iconic and people loved it. Do you know the story behind Gothic, or did you get to go through it? Oh my God. So it is a Gothic cathedral that is under construction, and at night the gargoyles come to life.
Ooh.
So you're literally walking through a Gothic cathedral, and the gargoyles are flying and they're on bungees. They're scaring the shit out of you. They use the mirror effect, where like they put it on the floor and it makes it look like you're like 30 feet up in the air.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Gothic was really cool. And I like Gothic is like my whole vibe, like that kind of architecture, that kind of like the dark, really dark tones, the grays, the stone. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. I'm trying to, yeah, that's why let me go that through Gothic.
Really cool though. That's like, I would like it too. Definitely. I think.
Absolutely. There is a pretty good walkthrough on YouTube that I will send you of Gothic.
Okay.
I was watching it before and I was just like, oh, I wish. It's okay. Number four.
Okay. So this one, I think you and I have talked about this, that I've been wanting to see this one. So this one is kind of cool because it allows me to see a lot of things I've never seen. Okay.
Ooh.
You probably know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. This would be Jack Presents 25 Years of Monsters and Mayhem. The reason being is because it's literally a bunch of It's literally a bunch of original houses from HHN kind of blended into one, like some of the best ones, right? So it's just, I don't know, I love it. Like, I've looked at the pictures, like everything is so cool. I love the banners of all the icons in the rooms. I love all the like pictures of Jack, like especially there's this like portrait of him. I love it.
The one where he's like standing with the cane, the really big one at the end of the hallway. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. So this was originally on my list as well. I took it off. This was like my cheat. I was like, ooh, this, I can get all the houses I've ever wanted in one.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it. Like, because literally every icon's in there. Well, not every icon, but all the icons are in there. The Forsaken's in there. Oh my God, what else is in there? Scream House.
Gothic is in there, apparently.
Yeah.
Psychoscarapy Home for the Holidays, which was one of my favorite houses back in 17.
I want to say that room was also mixed with the HR Blood and Guts room because it was all the Christmas decorations.
Okay, yeah.
Too. That was like a little like throw in. But I love that you picked that one.
Yeah. I love it because, like I said, you just pretty much, if you're a Horror Nights fan, this is just the house for you, because honestly, you just see not only the icons, but you see the original houses, you know, scenes from those, and just stuff like that. And so I just found it to be a really cool concept. I'm hoping that we get something very similar this coming year because of 30 years. I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory, this house. There's just so many different houses blended into one, essentially. So that is a big reason. And I think I went there this year that it happened, but I just didn't see the house.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure I was there. So, but yeah. That's pretty much it on that one. But I'm excited. I love it.
I do. I watched the video, like the walkthrough of that house, a lot. I'm not going to lie. Just because I missed all of that stuff. So it's like you said, a great way to get all those houses in that I wish I could have seen.
Mm-hmm.
And like my sister, she got to go through this house and she was like, it wasn't that good as a house, but it was good for the history. And I was like, I can understand why that's an opinion. Like I get that.
A lot of these in my list may not be like necessarily like quality or quote quality houses, but they are houses that mean something to me, or like, you know, as I'm learning a lot more from this show and from Jess, like that would be one of the houses I definitely want to revisit because I get to see a lot of different, you know, of the houses they've had.
Yeah, I get that. No, some of my choices are not the popular vote.
Exactly.
Like, my first list had a lot of like House of the Years, and I still have a couple, but like then I went back and I was like, but what means something to me? Like, what would I like how Catacombs used to say, if you had a Wayback Machine, mm-hmm. what would I use? If I had 5 Wayback Machine points, what would I use them on? And these were the houses that I kind of picked. Mm-hmm. But if I could go back, I would probably actually pick houses I've already gone through. That might be something we should do. Ooh, we'll go back to that. Okay.
Oh, to go back through? Oh, yeah, I would love to do that too.
Ooh, okay. My number 4, I love that you said Jack Presents because it ties into my number 4. And we've covered it on the show. It's H.R. Blood and Guts Presents Holidays of Horror from 2011.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to talk about this with you now because it's higher on my list.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
What is it on yours?
Number 2.
Oh, I love that. It's very us. It's very campy. Mm-hmm. It's a midnight horror host. Come on. If that doesn't scream the Scream Queens.
That's what the show should be eventually.
Yeah. Be
like the next H.R. Blood and Guts / Elvira, whatever.
Oh my God. That's what we need to do. That's what we stream. Okay. But we covered it, and like the house, the scenes in this house, just I would kill to go through the Arbor Day scene and the fucking the 4th Thanksgiving. Of July. Yeah. The little leprechaun room for St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Yes. 100%. Sign me up. Get Blood and Guts to hit the triggers in the first room that we talked about.
It's so great. Like, please go back and listen to the episode we did on this. You'll definitely understand why we think it's so fun and funny and awesome. We couldn't stop laughing the entire episode.
the Feaster Bunny. We didn't even talk about the fucking Feaster Bunny.
Feaster Bunny.
Oh my God. The Feaster Bunny.
Weird ass teeth.
Oh my God. It's going to start again. The laughing's going to start again.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, guys. The Feaster Bunny. I want to travel back in time just to see him. Give him a hug. Make sure his little teeth are brushed.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Where are we going with this? Yeah, H.R. Blood and Guts. Do you have anything else to say about it? I feel like we've talked about it before.
Yeah, since we did a whole episode on it, I'm not going to go into it too much. But yeah, like I said, he is my number 2, or the house is my number 2. I think holidays, when they're turned into like horror, is so fucking cool. Like, I mm-hmm. love anthology movies. There's one called Holidays. There's like a different director for each holiday. So like, I love shit like that. So yeah, this is cool. This. And I also really like the one from 2019 in Hollywood. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So stuff like that, I just think love it.
That was called Holidays in Hell.
Holidays in Hell, yep.
Mm-hmm. That one was, it was, I don't want to say it was very, very similar to H.R. Blood and Guts, but same concept, different approach, because there wasn't like the movie, you know, host. Mm-hmm. And also, H.R. Blood and Guts was done in 2011. That was done in 2019. That alone, like, changes. I would love to have just gone through it, but we didn't do Hollywood, so maybe we'll see that one pop up again.
Yeah, for sure.
Are we on 3? Yeah, I think we're on 3 now.
We are, yep. So kind of a cop out, guys, again, but number 3 for me is Dollhouse of the Damned, another one that we have done a long extensive episode on.
You picked Dollhouse? You?
Yeah. Because I want to scare myself. I want to scare myself. Wow, you are a glutton
for punishment, dude. It's like me picking Tooth Fairy.
I know.
I'm going to voluntarily go through my biggest fear over and over again. No.
For real, though. Like, honestly, because, okay, I didn't get to see this house, but, like, when we dissected it, I was like, this is so creepy and so cool. Like, take out the fact that I'm, like, scared of dolls. Dolls are very, like, I don't know how to say, like, childish, not even either. They're very, I don't know how to explain what I mean. It's something about it that just creeps me out, and I feel like it was like, take your childhood and make it gritty. And for me, like, basically I want to scare myself, and I want to laugh at the fact that you can smell dung in the one baby room and just random shit like that. Like,
oh my God.
It looks like such a trip going through there. All the toys and, oh my gosh, yeah. So basically, yeah, that's the reason why it's just a goal now. Well, not even a goal, because I can't do it unless they bring it back. But it's just one of those that kind of stuck out to me. So
That was probably my favorite episode that I did research for. Mm-hmm. Just learning about that house. I don't know if I would, if it's not on my list. Dolls don't freak me out, but I could see how that house would scare me because mm-hmm. I'm jumpy. I mean, I've said it before. I jump like a little bitch. Yeah. but I just, that house fascinates me. I don't know why, because I know so many people are afraid of dolls. That yeah. and Giggles and Gore too. They just fascinate yes. me.
I was going to say that one on my list too, but I didn't want to do too many from like the same year.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I tried to keep mine all different years because I realized we all know my love for 2002. mm-hmm. So I literally, like, everything was, the first ones I jotted down were all from 2002. I was like, no, you need to limit yourself to one. calm down, girl. It's not that amazing. like, it's just my, you know, obsession with it. But yeah. My number three is, it's from a newer year, and I'm pretty sure you've gone through this one. It's from 26. It is Ghost Town, The Curse of Lightning Gulch.
I did not. But I want to.
You didn't
to
go
also.
Through it?
No.
Oh, is it on your list?
It's not, but it okay. was almost there. Yeah. So.
I know. Hunter says that I think.
Shout out, Hunter.
one of his favorite IPs, or it is his favorite, or OP, I'm sorry, original property. We have a poster in the hallway. and I have Shelby's print coming. I'm very excited for that.
Yes.
Now that there's not a misprint on it. I mean, I would have taken the misprint. Come on. But this house fascinates me because it was not a prequel or a sequel. They called it a requel. So it wasn't a continuation or the previous story. It was the same, like, Town of Lightning Gulch, but looked at from a completely different angle is what they said.
Yeah, okay.
So I love that. I don't think we've ever had that before, and we haven't had it since at HHN. Because Dead Exposure was a prequel, and mm-hmm. I can't even think of what was it called? Oh, my God.
Havoc was one of them.
No, the 29 Nightingales was a prequel.
Oh, Nightingales, yeah.
Yeah, so we haven't had anything that they've called like a requel since. That's just cool as a history nerd, like an HHN history nerd. And I had no idea because up until I think last year, like the middle of last year, there was not a walkthrough online of this house anywhere. Mm-hmm. And now there is one. This house is like, the actors are black and white. They're all painted black and white. I had no idea.
Ooh.
Until recently. They're all painted black and white. And like, as you're walking by, you'll see them like in a portrait, and then the dead scare actor will pop out, or you'll see like a mannequin dead. There was someone who had like an axe thrown at them and it was like embedded in them. So you saw like a dead mannequin on the side, and then the actor would pop out like right after in full black and white, like their ghost.
Ooh, I love that.
And I fucking love that concept. And to me, it reminds me of right before I moved to Orlando, I did a production of The Addams Family. I was the makeup artist and I was in it. And I was one of the ghosts, the ancestors. And I had to paint everyone black and white. And this reminds me of that so much. And I am like, oh, I'm so mad I missed this. And it was 1 year before I started going. If I would have just, you know, toughened up and stopped being a little bitch. I would have seen this. Uh-huh. There was a scare with a guy popping out of the top of a piano. Uh-huh. Yeah, like that. An old-timey, like a ragtimey piano.
That's so cool.
Like in a saloon. Dude, I'm so mad, but you know, it's okay. I know everyone loves it or loved it, and at least there's a video now, so I can just sit there and sob that I missed this one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. Maybe it'll come back. Maybe we'll see it at an anniversary event, or maybe, ooh, I don't know.
Cool.
I just want someone to pop out and scream, that's my gold, like everybody else talks about. I want to be able to laugh with the joke. No.
Yeah, I feel that.
But yeah, my number three was, Ghost Town. I can't talk. I'm so upset.
That's okay. Okay, so my number two, we've already covered HR Blood and Guts. I'm not going to go over that again. You actually want to just jump back in?
Oh, I'll do my two. Yeah, duh. Yeah. okay, so my number two, and I almost put this as number one. My number one, I'll explain
I'm excited
later.
To hear what it is.
My number two is from 2002, and it is Scream House.
I know why.
It's because Daddy Albert Kane. It is, as we all know, the caretaker is my favorite icon, just yes. because of the documentary. I've talked about it till I'm blue in the face. Love him. He is what I associated with HHN for a very long time until I found out about Jack the Clown and other things. Mm-hmm. This was the first house he ever appeared at the event in. So I want to go back. I want to walk through the Kane Manor, Kane Estate, whatever we're calling it. It's in Cary, Ohio, too. I really want to experience it. And this was also originally supposed to be Cindy's house.
I was going to say, yeah, isn't she in it as well?
I think maybe there was a scare actor. I know that I read online and I there's not really good walkthroughs. There's a walkthrough, but it's, 2002. They did mm-hmm. what they could. It's very grainy and it's very dark, so it's very hard to see. I didn't see her in there. And I know that they said the Cindys were replaced with Albert.
Okay.
But I want to say she was still in there. I know she's in Jack Presents 25 Years. She has like a sarcophagus that she like opens and screams at or screams mm-hmm. out of. But I don't know if she was in Scream House. But originally it was supposed to be her and it was, the story of her and it was burnt and she was in there. And that's, that whole story of Cindy. But I wish I could have seen it. It won House of the Year, too, in 2002.
That's awesome.
But
I don't know a lot about it, personally, but it sounds cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Oh, wait, there was actually one thing I saw on the wiki page. There's a lot of firsthand accounts from 2002. Like, it's really well documented, not even because of the documentary. It's just people really liked that year.
Okay.
So they're in the house, like in the center of the house. That's what they have the basement / the red room. And the basement, it was big and just pitch black. There was a diagram and there were things you had to navigate, but you had to navigate the whole thing blind and exit in the top right. There was an optional path in the basement called the red room. It had strobing red lights that were designed as an optional path. There was a guy in bondage gear.
Oh my god.
And then there was another scare actor at there was a U-turn who managed a face wall with like sewn together faces. There was an issue with this room, the basement, because it was so dark, people were getting stuck in the room, just walking in circles.
Oh my god. Sounds like you want to go, no matter what house it is.
Yeah, and I guess there was nobody in there. And then after exiting the red room, they would turn left instead of right. There was a whole catastrophe. People would get stuck in the room for 5 minutes, like up to 5 minutes stuck in the basement, walking in a circle. Yeah. So, and they would repeatedly end up going through that red room and it was optional, thinking it was the way out. So what they ended up doing was they had to close it very quickly into the event. So that room had that whole house had a whole extra optional room that created such a problem that they had to close it and it never got seen again. Oh, so that is, God. I've never heard of that either. Like about 2002, I've never heard about this red room or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't either. That's wild.
So, I mean, I just want to experience that now. If I can go back, I want to go the first couple like days of the event so I can go through that red room.
Oh my God, yes. Bring it back somehow.
They also, one thing before we move on to our honorable mentions, they had sideshow performers in the queue of this house, which I've never heard a lot about.
Yeah, I did read that, and that's pretty cool, too. I love, anything involving that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because Freak Show is actually one of my favorite seasons from American Horror Story, so I like that style. So.
Love me some Freak Show.
Yeah. All right.
Honorable mentions?
Yes, so my first one is okay. So mine, okay. So before I go here, just so you all know, like I've already mentioned, these are not great, right? but there's something that like I feel like I would enjoy. So the reason why I preface that is because my first honorable mention, so the one that's lower on the list, is the original Run House. So this happened during a year that unfortunately 9/11 happened, so they had to really tone it down, which I know there's been, was it two more adaptations or sequels almost?
I don't know if it's two. I know definitely 25 had one. I don't know about another year, but they've had it again.
Yeah, there was one that there was one that was, I think, like pretty much like almost directly related to this, but then there was another one that it was name similar, but they changed it to The Running Man. But basically it was a game show style house, which I thought was really intriguing. The original premise was this to be Eddie's house, so that's the main reason why I picked it, because I really would have liked to seen that. I am terrified of chainsaws, though. That's the only thing. So, yeah, that would have scared the hell out of me no matter what. Like, just chainsaw noises scare me. But I don't know. I just thought it was really cool because just, like, getting to know the icons, I would have really liked to have seen this come to fruition and actually see Eddie have a full-on house. Yeah. And just kind of did a little bit of the research on it. And it just, even when it was toned down, it still seemed like a fun concept for me personally. And... yeah, I mean, it just kind of sucks that it had to be the way it was, but I understand why. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the facade is really cool itself, even just like the little game show marquee, like the little logo, and just, I don't know, it seems fun. So that's why I picked that one.
That's a house I feel like it's super unfortunate what happened, and obviously with 9/11, and at least they were able to have the event. And if you don't know, like, our listeners, they changed all of the blood to green slime and like ooze in 2001. So anything in the houses that was, or the scare actors or anything that was supposed to have blood was turned to green. I think Run benefits from blood, just from what I've seen from 25, when they did the Run house. So I would love to see, like you said, the full blown Eddie Run original house. Because I feel like what happened was like, it didn't do it justice, just from what I know of Run and what I've seen online.
But yeah, I really hope that they maybe take it, somehow bring it back again, and then make it very focused on him. Because I just feel he's not used enough in general. So,
agreed. I would love, we didn't get to have his year. Let's let him have his year in the next couple of years. It doesn't have to, obviously not this year. This year is done. We are getting all the icons. He will be in the icon house, fingers crossed. Or whatever icon thing we get. I'm just saying the icon house based off the spec map. But Eddie's one of my boys. I mean, I named one of my rats after him.
Yeah.
I love all the icons, and I definitely love Eddie. So I am down for a Run house. Can we just get in the time machine together, and then do we get to go through 14 houses? How does that work? Do you have your time travel buddy? Bill and Ted got to do it together. Why can't we go?
Right?
I think we just found the loophole. should I do one of my honorable mentions? We'll keep going back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So mine, you did Jack Presents. This actually isn't like a huge like all-in-one house, but I really want to go through the original Halloween Horror Nights house, the original Fright Nights house, the Dungeon of Terror from 1991.
Oh my God.
I want to see if you guys have not, we'll cover this down the road, but holy shit, there, the rat lady for one in this house was under your feet. You walked over her coffin.
Oh no. I don't like that.
Yeah. She was in the floor. She was in the fucking floor, dude. Wild. That's wild.
Cool as hell.
There were walls that would close in on you, like actually touch you.
Oh my God.
There would be scare actors that would throw slime at you. And they also would slam doors in your face so you couldn't get through the house.
Oh, gosh.
It was fucking wild. There was a live hanging. They would, like, there was someone who would jump down with a noose around their neck. I don't know if it was a mannequin or an actor, but it happened.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. I know that there is a way to do it because they do it in theater all the time. You just wear a chest harness and the fall goes on your chest, not your – it's a whole thing. But
– yeah.
Holy shit. Could you, and like, I, ugh. There were, I, ugh, sorry. The actors, I think, could probably not manhandle you, but there were probably way more lax rules about touching.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if they could slam doors in your face, I'm pretty sure they could like grab your arm.
Oh my God.
We don't know. I wasn't alive. It was a house. I'm sorry, but.
I was very small.
Yeah, I was born in 94, so we're just shy of me being alive yet. but I would love to go through the original Dungeon of Terror. It sounds wild.
Yeah, definitely sounds crazy as heck. And sounds fun, though, but yeah. It would be like one of those things we have to brave together.
Oh, absolutely. And like, just to say you went through the first ever HHN house, like, yeah, come on. When it wasn't even called HHN. Do we have any, I'm curious if any of you, like, tweet us, do whatever. If you went to Fright Nights in 91, can you please let me know how wild this house was if you did go through it?
Yes, please. There are some of you who are older that are watching or listening.
We see you.
I'm not trying to make you feel old, but we love you.
We love all of you. Yeah, I don't care how old you're. Well, if you're like 2, you probably shouldn't listen to me. if you're 2, how'd you find us?
Oh my God.
My brain is goo from packing. I'm sorry. Yeah, Dungeon of Terror.
Awesome. That's definitely a good choice because obviously it's the OG and just because of how wild it sounds. So, you guys ready for a hot take?
Mm.
I mean a hot motherfucking take, okay?
Oh, okay, okay. If it's like, Walking Dead, I'm leaving.
It is definitely not Walking Dead.
I'm leaving. I'm going to exit.
I've seen most of those, but yeah, whatever. So, almost every show I listen to or anybody I know who's a big fan of HHN just doesn't care for this house. And I get why. I get it, okay?
Can I guess?
Okay,
you say it. Yeah, I want you to explain, but then can I guess?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to play a game.
I think this could be done justice if they tried this again. I don't know if they will. And the reason why is because this year was very pertinent to this house. Do you think you know what it is?
Well, originally I was going to say Penn and Teller, but now I don't know.
It's not an IP.
It's pertinent. It's not an IP. Pertinent. Ooh. Oh, I have no idea, actually.
Okay. So think of, usually there's an icon, like, present during some of the years, right? And usually they'll have a house.
Oh, is it a chance in hell?
Well, Lunatic's Playground, you won't stand a chance.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry. Yep. Yeah.
That's okay.
Chance in hell was the scare zone. Yeah. Okay. I love that you picked this. Go on. Sorry.
The reason why, okay, I love Psycho Clowns. I'm obsessed with Harley Quinn. Okay. You guys know that. And I love Jack and I love Chance, so obviously. So it was a lot of like Psycho Clowns, a lot of neon because it was a 3D house. And then just of course a lot of Chance. This is the only time we've really been outside of like the scare zone. Like, cause yeah, she was like essentially taking over the park that year or whatever, but I just feel like I feel like they could have just done more with her. But the fact that this was her only house and that was focused around her is the reason why I picked it. I don't know, it's really interesting. I've watched the walkthroughs of it. Usually I don't really care for the 3D houses as much either, but I feel like this one worked pretty well, especially with the colors in it and stuff like that. Now this house is also really dark too, which is another reason why I enjoyed it. You know, it deals with like mental health and stuff like that, and so for me it was just very, I don't know, there's just a lot of elements that really draw me to this house, and I feel like it actually probably should have been on my list, but I didn't want to be that hot of a take and have you guys come after my neck.
Oh, come on, if they're really attacking you over that, like, I fuck know, off. I'm sorry. I'm stupid,
but no, I just it's I got so your colorful back. And I just love it, so yeah, that was the reason why
I love it. I have always wanted to go. I've never seen a 3D house. I'd love to go through one. I don't know how my body would react to that, but I would love to try. And I love Chance. I don't think her house was what she deserved, just from the walkthroughs I've seen, because it seemed like it was very lacking in the sets. It was very, it felt like a Hollywood house almost to me from what I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, black curtains, some glow paint stuff, and I remember seeing, like, you know, Chance torturing all the guards and all of the other people and stuff like that. But I just love her. I wish she would have gotten a better, like, house and a better year overall. I think we were all kind of tired of Icon. Well, I wasn't there, but I think the fans were kind of tired of Icons at that point, and it was leaning IP heavy anyway. So I'd love to see Chance and Eddie reworked into their own years.
Me too.
Better ones. And the Terror Queen.
Yes.
I say, I know not 30. I say, you know, 45.
Yeah.
Even she was 35, maybe. Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Love me some Chance. Well, my honorable mention, I feel like, or my last one, I feel like people are going to be surprised it was not on my main list, but the reasoning behind that is because we all know I favor the originals. I've said it before. I love the original stories. I will always lean more original heavy just because I love backstories.
Right.
And I'm also the worst at seeing movies and stuff like that. So if I have to do like research before I walk into an HHN house, besides like reading the announcement, it's a problem. But this year I vowed if I haven't seen the IP, I will watch it before HHN. I made that promise just now.
It's gonna be the same way.
There's my resolution for 2021. Because us fucked me up. But my honorable mention is American Werewolf in London. And I said 2013 God. Or 15 because I know it wasn't too different. I think there was just one extra wolf in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
But I've said it before. American Werewolf in London was the first horror movie I ever saw with my dad. He did the whole don't tell your mother thing. So I have emotional attachment to this movie already. And I always forget it was at 23. And that's my problem. Because I was kind of paying attention, but I wasn't like deep in like the fan base of HHN at that point. But 25, I was like, holy shit, what is this thing? And like fully researching it. So I just remember hearing about it in 25. I would just love to see it. They had the transformation scene. Like, they took what Rick Baker did on the screen and they put it in an HHN house. And from the videos I've seen, it was great.
And I think we have done this in our earlier episodes. I think this was my number one for IPs. Mm-hmm. This is probably the best IP house I've ever seen. And obviously it makes sense because it came back again. You know what I mean?
It's the only IP they've ever redone the same. Like exactly. The same house.
Yeah. So that should tell you guys something right there. I just really, I don't know because it has been done twice that they'll ever bring it back now.
No, it
makes me sad because I really want you to see it because it was so good. Especially the subway scene. Oh my God.
It sucks. So but crazy. At least like there's pretty decent documentation on YouTube of it.
Yes. So. Especially because it was like more recent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not like, I don't know, like Blood and Guts. There's not a really good walkthrough of HR Blood and Guts.
Right.
There's a decent one, but there's not a great one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's okay. I will survive. Maybe they'll do like American Werewolf in Paris.
God.
I'm kidding.
No, thank you. No, I'm just kidding.
Absolutely not. I'm kidding. No. Should we get to number one?
Yes. Can you guess what my number one is? Based off our conversations in the past?
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess it or no?
Well, sorry, my headphones disconnected for a second.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
I was trying to play it off, but you asked me a question and I can't play it off.
You're like, yep.
Yeah. I was doing the podcast like trick where like when something fucks up and you just like hopefully your co-host keeps talking. it worked until it didn't. What was the question?
I love us. My number one is because of based on conversations we've had in the past. I don't know if you'd remember or not, but.
Is it
one that you know that okay here's the hint you have seen this but I have not.
Oh, it's Slaughter Cinema.
No,
it's not Slaughter Cinema.
No, you've that's Slaughter like Cinema. I love that house.
wait, I have seen it. Is it American Horror Story Volume 2?
No, I've seen that one as well.
Wait, oh my God. Okay, wait,
I'll give you another hint.
Yeah,
it's from 27.
Oh, Scarecrow the Reaping.
Yes.
I'm dumb. Sorry.
No, you're good. This house also reminds me of you because of your stories.
Oh, that's a big bitch.
Yes.
Oh, I should get a little scarecrow tattoo now.
Holy cow, man. Like, what? This sounds wild as hell. I heard it was scary as hell.
Yeah.
Tall fucking scarecrows coming after you. Like, in the whole freaking facade's like a corn maze, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I love
it. It's real corn. It's real fucking corn.
It's so cool. And it's like a depression era farmland. And I just love it, man. It probably smells like dirt in there.
They pumped in like hay scent and like dirt.
Oh, man. So good. That sounds beautiful.
I would pay money if I like to go through that house again.
Yes. I want to go to it so bad. I'm hoping that either this is somehow integrated into 30 or what we had on the spec map, something similar doing with the pumpkin stuff.
Yeah, I really hope the pumpkin lore house is like Scarecrow meets the Twisted Tradition. Traditions.
Yes, I will die for that.
It would be so good.
I know.
Oh my God. Oh, fingers crossed.
Hoping and waiting for that.
I think even if it's not, even if it's just the pumpkin lore, I feel like they're going to kind of take the blueprint from Scarecrow and be like, all right, pumpkin.
That's what that's how I took it. And that's why I'm excited, because I didn't get to see Scarecrow. So I'm looking for something very similar. And so I'm excited.
Oh, you would have loved Scarecrow. You would have been so scared.
I know.
I was.
Especially because people are tall as hell. And they like, probably reach down. Like, don't they reach down toward you?
Yeah. And they're like, oh, they're big bitches.
Yes.
I can't. I literally, I miss it. I'm sorry. I'm just keep going,
I know. That's like how I felt when you said American Werewolf. I'm like, oh my God. It's just one of those houses. Like, you just gotta, you know, it's so good.
It's a chef's kiss. Just
exactly.
Good job. So my number one is, I feel like it's a pretty infamous house if you know HHN history. Do you want to guess, Cece?
I feel like
it is before your time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like I'm not gonna know necessarily unless you give me more of like a more of a hint.
Before I say this, I will say I did not include anything that was like in the realm of something I've already seen. So I was gonna put the original Scary Tales on my list, but I decided against it because I've seen Scary Tales. I've seen an iteration of it. So I don't need to go back. I would like to, but it's not important. This is something I've never seen. It's an original and it is from 2004. That is your hint.
2004. Let me just Google.
No, you can't Google. You got to pull it out of your head. No.
They're off the top of my head.
Okay, I will give you another hint.
Wait. Before I look.
Yes.
Does it have something to do with Shady Brook?
No.
Oh, okay. Then I don't know.
It is the only house to include a staircase that guests had to walk up and then down another one. The only two-story house ever.
I don't know that.
Oh, well, okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear about this.
So it is Castle Vampyr from 2004. Mm-hmm. So Castle Vampyr, like 2004, this is like the height of like the vampire craze. Right before Twilight, Buffy's out, all that shit. So Castle Vampyr, they took every style of vampire. There were like four different houses, I believe, of vampires. And they met every 13 years or so to have this ritual. And there's this whole backstory behind it. And there's a sorority girl who's pledging. She goes missing because she ends up at the mansion. And now we're going into the mansion.
Oh, wow.
And it is a gothic style mansion, back to gothic. And it is all these vampires and they are just fucking, they're going after you. It's like, dude, literally you had to go upstairs and then downstairs, which they'll never do again. Yeah. They'll never do that again because ADA, like you have to be like inclusive. I don't know if there was a lift in this house for wheelchairs. I would assume so. But I don't know how logistically they would have handled that, because from what I read, you walked upstairs into the basement, or I'm sorry, into the attic, and then down again.
Okay.
So, and like every room had different vampires, like who was feasting on, you know, flesh, who was sleeping, who was I wish. It's iconic in HHN history, just the stairs alone, and everyone knows Castle Vampyr. It had a sequel, I think it was a Scare Zone in like 2006 or something like that, but it's meh.
But okay. I think I would like this disco room that I see here.
Yes, there is a disco room. There is a fucking vampire disco room.
Oh my God.
There were bungee scares like out the ass. Like everyone was flying. It just, everything I love in an HHN house, it like from looking at the pictures, it gave me like the Halloween feels I want. Like it's a gothic mansion. Like, come on. vampires, a dance club, stairs.
So cool.
Yeah. So Castle Vampire, which I definitely want to cover on a history segment eventually.
Yeah.
Because like that's just the start of it. It's there is a massive backstory. There was like a whole video they made. And then the Q video, they were looking for the girl still, I believe.
Yeah.
It's just, I wish. That's if so you got cool, if you went through Castle Vampire, talk to me, please.
Yeah, I don't remember ever hearing, like, I feel like the logo looks familiar, but I don't remember this house, and that's why I'm, like, looking at it now that you said it. And I'm like, holy shit, this sounds so cool.
It is, just, mwah. House of the year, man.
Yeah, I see that, too, yep.
I love me some House of the Years, apparently. I'm a traditionalist.
It just makes me happy when originals win House of the Year, and just when they're in general very, like, so this is the thing, the HHN season will start, right? And like most people are headed toward the IPs because just everybody knows them. But like you start hearing buzzing from like team members and just pass holders and whatnot, people who attend the event often. And you start to hear buzzing about some of the original houses. Mm-hmm. Like I can name a few that people buzzed about. Scarecrow the Reaping. There was, what's the other one from 28?
Slaughter Cinema?
No.
Oh, sorry. That's the one I care about.
Oh my god, we just talked about it
earlier. Carnival Graveyard.
No.
what else do you want me to pull out?
The monkeys and the zombies.
Oh, Dead Exposure. Patient Zero.
That was another one that everyone was like, you have to go see this. You have to go see this. Like, you don't think of it at first, but when you start to hear, you know, buzzing from everyone around you, you're like, all right, yeah. I'm going to go see this. And a lot of times you get lucky because people don't catch on, especially earlier on. And you can actually go through the houses at a decent wait time.
The originals in the back will always be dead for the first like 30 minutes to an hour of the event, maybe even longer. And those are normally my favorite, like Graveyard Games was in the back for 29. And that was one of my favorites. I would do Stay and Scream in Duff Gardens and Simpsons. I would go to Monsters because that would be the Stay and Scream house that would open at like 5:30 or 6. And then by the time we did that like once or twice, we would then go to Graveyard Games because that would be open. And then those would be like dead.
Yeah, I need to start going out to a Stay and Scream area other than New York because I feel like everyone's in New York. So
New York is good. Like in 29, if I didn't want to do Ghostbusters or Stranger Things, I would go in New York because I could get through Us and whatever else was up there, Yeti, like kind of fast once they open, but it's just there's so many fucking people there.
So like I have, now that I have a bit more knowledge this year, I'm definitely gonna like pending the events happening, I'm sure and hoping it will, but I definitely have a lot more tips on like where to go, especially because I do know and notice that a lot of the tent houses and the ones in the back are usually shorter wait times, so I would love to go back there closer to there this time because they tend to be a lot of some of the best houses. Like I know a lot of people shit on Depths of Fear, but that was probably the house that I went through the most last year just because it was never really a high wait time.
That was also because that house had an identity crisis, so everyone was like meh about it because the fish people kept leaving.
Yeah, I know. And I also really liked Blood Pit too, so like the houses back there are always like great. Graveyard Games was the best house, and even that one at first, like that was the gem from 2019 as well.
I loved it. I did it on the first, or I think I did it on the second night actually, because the first night I was just tired.
It was one of those years I didn't think to go to it until someone in my like friend group was like, "No, you need to see it. It's great."
Oh, I love it. But yeah, those were our top five. Well, top seven, because we could never pick just five. houses that we missed for Orlando. I think we got to do a Hollywood one now coming up in the next couple months now.
Yes.
All right. That we're going to do a Hollywood one of these for sure. And then in 2 weeks, we are going to kick off a massive history
series. Be prepared, guys.
Whew, that's going to be a... Ooh, Cece, I have an idea when we're done recording for that.
Okay.
Housekeeping.
Yeah, do you want to?
Sure. I can do it. You can do it.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So Excuse me. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, you can follow the Scream Queens at Scream Queens 85. If you want to follow us on Instagram, guys, that is at the Scream Queens Podcast. We have a Facebook like page. If you did not know, we are trying to post more on there. CC is trying to post more on there. I say we, but I mean her. She is the social media guru. I am just an old lady who edits the episodes. definitely check out the Facebook like page. It is the Scream Queens. You will see our new, brand new, shiny new logo. Thank you, Brian, again, from Dead in Santa Carla. We love you. Check that out. We have a merch shop now as of today, as of this episode. It's on
Public.
TeePublic. We will have the link in the description box below, and then eventually I will know what it is so we can say it in housekeeping. Check that out. Check out everyone over on the Slash and Cast Podcast Network, guys. Next week, we will be back with another promo corner. This week, we wanted to focus on our new shop because that is what we're promoting right now. CC, did I miss anything?
No, everything sounds good.
All right. Well, we will see you guys next week with an episode we have. Oh, no, we do know what we're doing next week. Ooh.
Yes. Should happen. Yeah. It's a fun one. It's another fun one, hopefully. So.
But we will see you guys next week, no matter what, with another episode. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Wear your masks. It's 2021. Wear a fucking mask. Yeah. That's all I got to say.
Yep. And as always, guys, stay spooky. And thank you. And we love you.
Bye.
Bye.